It was yellow. Early this morning, I get up early anyway, but the Lord woke me up this morning and told me what to speak on this morning for the altar call. Sometimes it makes it a lot easier when that happens. And it pertains to what Tim was talking about in the sermon, Pastor Tim. And anyway, he told me to talk to you about my favorite Christmas carol. And Christmas in July, that's a good thing. I think nice, cool snow thoughts. And my favorite Christmas carol is O Come, Emmanuel. And it reads, the first two verses, there's five verses to it. There's the first two verses are, O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. The second verse is, O come, thou rod of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny. From depths of hell thy people save and give them victory. O'er the grave, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. And the reason it's my favorite and why it hits me so deeply and hardly is because I was captive. That the world had me captive. Satan had me captive. I was part of this system. I did things like other people did until in the 80s when I got saved. And I was radically saved. It wasn't a normal saving. I was radically saved. That's hard to imagine, isn't it? But that's why I love so intensely, and I love the Lord so much. But I was captive, and he set me free. He set me free. I was Israel. And he set me free from all that stuff. And anyone that the Lord sets free is free indeed to walk free. About 20 years ago, I was at a church service, another church service. And someone came up to me, a young man, and he grabbed me and said, you got to pray for me. You got to pray for me. I've told this story to some people. Some of you have heard this. And I said, okay, about what? He goes, you know. He was very agitated, very upset. And I pulled him to the side. We went all the way to the back of the church because he was so upset. Service was going on. I went to the back, started praying for him. And I started praying. I laid hands on him. And the Lord gave me a word of knowledge, which he tells you what's going on, what's happening. And I told the young man, I said, you have a demon of lust. And he goes, yeah. And I said, okay. I said, you renounce that. You renounce what that demon is doing to you. And it's hold on you. And I'll pray for you, and we'll cast it out, and you'll be okay. He says, what happens if I don't want you to do that? I said, then you have that demon in you, and it stays there. He says, I don't want you to do that. I said, you don't want that out of you. He said, no. No, he said, thank you. And he walked away. He walked away. I saw the young man about 6 months ago. In his eyes, I still see the grave. I looked in his eyes. I saw the grave. I didn't see life. I saw the grave. It's still there. It's still there. 20 years later. He's still carrying that thing around inside. Still inside. We have to make choices in life. What do you choose? What do you want in your life? What don't you want in your life? So what's got us captive? You might have had a mess when you were growing up. You might have been abused. You might have been beat. You might be on pills now. You might be addicted to the internet. What's got you captive? My Jesus can set you free. You can be Israel. And my Jesus can move in your life. It don't matter what it is. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You know, the grave and death held my Jesus for 3 days. That's it. That's all it could do. My Jesus was stronger than death. My Jesus was stronger than Satan. Satan couldn't hold him. Death couldn't hold him. Whatever is wrong with you, whatever's got you captive, come on up front. We'll pray. We'll pray. Get set free. Get set free. If it's money, come on up. He'll provide. If it's trouble, come on up. He's trouble free. Come on. He'll take care of you. Please stand.
Jesus, be the center. Jesus, be the center. Be my source, be my life, Jesus. Jesus, be the center.